here on NTNRadio.com and all those other good places you get your podcast. We got some stuff. We don't have Fernando with us, which is odd. The movie itself is kind of about him, Frankenstein. We're going to talk some about Frankenstein, which is pulling big numbers and stuff on. It's not an interior movie, but it's a Netflix movie.
Yeah, and Netflix has, you know, done some pretty decent stuff in the past, and they still continue to do so.
Yeah, and well, Netflix also just did the big buyout of Warner Brothers, or at least
so far, it's got to get approved,
I think, right?
Yeah, it's got to go through all the FCC or
all that
something
crap.
Like that, approvals.
Yeah. So anyways, I watched the Frankenstein. I went in there with the only thing I got of Frankenstein to go off of was like the really old Frankenstein with the arms up, and then and then the Gene Wilder one.
Young Frankenstein,
right? Frankenstein. But I don't know. I liked it, but I didn't like it.
Mine's kind of the same boat. You know, I thought it was a decent retelling of Mary Shelley's story, but there have been others. I mean, this was no better or no worse than a half a dozen other Frankenstein movies.
Yeah,
that's my opinion. It's no better, no worse. Now, the guy who played, I think personally, the guy who stole the movie was not Frankenstein. It was not Dr. Frankenstein. It was the, and I can't think of the character's name. He played the German guy. He's always in, you know, does great jobs like Django.
Oh, he's in a lot of, what's his name stuff. Yeah.
Quentin Tarantino's movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but, you know, he steals the show. I mean, and he did here too. He stole it in Inglourious Basterds as the Nazi. He stole it as the doctor / bounty hunter in Django. In Django, D is silent. I forgot about that. And I thought he stole the show here. I mean, I thought he did a great job, better than the Dr. Frankenstein or Frankenstein.
Yeah, he's that's the thing is I think he's so overpowering.
He is a strong actor. I mean, if I was going to cast a movie, I'd have to find a role for him because he hits every one of them out of the box. When you look at him playing a character and you're looking up his name, I'm pretty sure that's what you're doing.
Christopher Waltz. Christoph Waltz.
Waltz. I think when you see him playing a character, you don't see him. You don't see Mr. Christoph.
Yeah.
You see whatever the character is. Unlike, Pablo, who, is the same act in every single TV show he does. You see Pablo, you don't see the character.
Yeah.
So for him, for me, that he was one of the highlights of that movie.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue that. I think he was definitely, what's the right word? He was definitely overpowering, and he did steal it. You know, I think the problem was the character of Frankenstein, the doctor, right? Victor Frankenstein was not. I don't know. He's not the dominant. I don't know whether it was the way the story was told or the flashbacks that just made him not seem like
He wasn't scary.
Yeah, I don't ever know if I thought Dr. Frankenstein was scary, the monster. Like, the problem is, I didn't think the monster was scary either.
No.
Right? And no. I feel like in Frankenstein, something should be scary.
Yeah, but is that... But in the book, and in many, but not all the movies, it's not scary. He's a character to be pitied at the end. And in this one, it's like that as well. You pity him at the end.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. He talked a lot. Like, let me tell my story. I'll tell you a story. But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I enjoyed it. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it.
No,
Right?
it
But
was.
I'm not saying like
I
I'd be
didn't
like,
feel like I wasted time watching it.
right. But I didn't feel like, oh my God, this was a great movie and I can't wait to see what they do next. You know what I mean? Like it was like, okay, hey, that was something to kill a cold night.
Yeah, if there was a Frankenstein 2, a sequel to this, I probably wouldn't watch it.
Yeah. Right, yeah, I'm with you. Like I thought at first, like when they were on the ice and the boat and stuff, and I thought, okay, hey, you know what? This has a little potential. But then it got into this story about it pretty much being an abused kid, and I don't know. I just thought it was weird.
Yeah, it definitely was not a young Frankenstein.
No.
It wasn't a comedy.
It wasn't. But even still, like the old Frankenstein, Frankenstein was his creature that he did. He was proud of. At least I always felt like he was proud of him. And this guy seemed embarrassed by him, and that just was like he thought it was a mistake, right? Dr. Frankenstein. So I tried to burn him, right? Thought it was a
Yeah.
mistake. Now the cinematography was good, the
Oh, it was
CGI
excellent.
was good. I thought a lot of people had good roles, right? Like Christoph Waltz.
The
I thought
captain was a pretty good
the
character.
captain was a good character. I thought the girlfriend or fiance wife of the brother was good. Fiance, I
Yeah.
guess.
That
Right?
part of the story I didn't really, it didn't.
But
For me, it didn't advance anything.
I didn't see the point of that side of the story. Right? Like that's where I kind of got like confused. And like his father, who was the guy who was, his father was in some famous stuff. Is it was a well-known guy. And that kind of was like, oh, I don't know. That whole line.
A great physician.
Yeah. I don't know. That was just kind of a little weird. That was played by the guy from, he was in Game of Thrones and in The Imitation Man and a couple other things. He was in King of Godzilla, King of Monsters. Anyways,
Was he?
yeah, that guy was. To me, he's most famous as Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones. Yeah,
Okay.
House Lannister. But yeah, I just was like, oh, okay. Oh, I enjoyed it. Would I say rush out? But here's what I'm gonna say: it's wintertime. It's freaking cold out. It kills an evening. And you can watch it in your warm house.
Under a blanket. In the dark.
Now you're trying to turn it into Netflix and chill. I don't really think it's a Netflix and chill kind of movie,
No, yeah,
right? Like
no.
it doesn't ring that off to me. Well, I mean, it kind of does because it's like something you could have in the background and you're not missing much by talking through it or whatever through it. Yeah, you pick it up and be like, oh, I wonder what happened. All right, I'll watch it again later. So anyways, I thought it
And if you
was,
don't, you'll never care.
yeah, it was like right there. It was like, okay, hey, I enjoyed it, but if I had never seen it, I don't think my life was worse. So I don't know.
Yeah, like yeah, enjoyed it, but it's not something that it wouldn't be on my top 10 list of anything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not telling people don't watch it. I'm just saying I was like, oh,
But not bad.
not the greatest, but not bad. So I started watching, and I feel like I'm a little late, right? Because I had the old Netflix cranked up, and I was reading like what's hot on Netflix, and I was reading what's hot on this, and I was reading what's hot on that, and I keep coming across a show named Pluribus, right?
I've actually heard of it, but I don't know anything about
So
it.
it's on Apple TV, right? Because I'd
That's
be
probably
like,
why I don't
what's,
know
I
anything
think I
about it.
Googled what's hot on streaming, right? And this show Pluribus is on. So I watched the so it's only into six episodes, and I watched the first six. It's got crap, I don't know her name. Did you watch that show Better Call Saul?
A lot of it, but no, I didn't see the whole entire
Okay, but Better
series.
Call Saul had that girlfriend, other lawyer, Kim Wexler, the blonde.
Yes, yeah,
So
I see
she's the
she's in
main
it.
character in Pluribus. Right? She plays
So what's the general premise of it? Because again, it's on Apple. I'll probably never see
Okay,
it.
so the general premise is well, I could read the description. It's a sci-fi show. It's a humanity gets infected by an alien virus, right?
Okay.
And
So
the
is it
alien virus turns all but, as of right now, we know of 12 people into a hive mind, right? So they're all thinking alike. They all have this like one thing. Wars have stopped, crimes have stopped, pollution has stopped, right? Like everything's great, but there's like 12 people, and some people are embracing that they were immune to the virus. And Kim Wexler, or whatever her name is, I think it's Carol on this show. And another, she's like the main person who's saying, no, this is wrong, and people need their humanity and their choice. And you're seeing all of her, but you're seeing some of the other 12 where they're like battling, like, well, maybe it's not too bad, or oh man, everybody else is that way. I want to be that way too. Look, they seem happy. One guy is like, I'm going to be immune. They're never going to get it fixed. And the alien virus is trying their best, wants to study these people so they can convert them. But as of right now, they're just giving them everything they ask for. Like the one guy is like, wanted to go to a meeting and he wanted Air Force One. And he comes off Air Force One with like six supermodels. You know what I mean? Because they just whoever and they just send them. And so it's a sci-fi show about your individuality, your
So no free will.
no, well, it's the free will of the hive mind, and you still haven't seen what's controlling that and what's making the decisions on that.
So what do the people do that are controlled? What are they doing?
You
Just
don't know. You
standing.
barely see them. They're apparently living like kind of normal lives, or doing whatever the hive mind, like they're not pumping gas. They're not doing like fun activities. You don't see them like out of clubs, but occasionally you see them like working on power lines and stuff like that, right? You know what I mean? You see them doing like jobs necessary to keep the species going. But you don't see them doing things like skiing or enjoyment stuff. Right? So
Sounds
I don't know.
interesting.
It's kind of interesting. Here's what I'm gonna say is I'm six episodes in. It's gonna be nine. The series is gonna be nine episodes. I probably will watch all nine to see where it goes. I'm not all in. I'm kind of like partly in. Does that make sense?
You got your toes in
Yeah,
the water.
I like the premise. Like the main character is a not a journalist, an author who wrote like cheesy romance books, right? Who was a lesbian, and she's mad because some people died. The virus killed them and it didn't convert them. Some people are immune, some people died, most people. So they lost like 800 million people, something like that, when they got infected the first time. Right?
Oh, so there've
So,
been multiple infections?
well, when I say that, like in the first shot, and then there were some people they had to like reinfect. Sorry. Or something, or they tried to reinfect, or You know what I mean? It's not really clear on that, but when the infection took place, it killed off 800 and like 28 million, so an eighth of the population. And then they talk about, well, the population's going to starve to death anyways because they don't eat meat, they don't kill plants, right? Oh, well, they only eat plants, they're only vegetarians, but they don't kill like fish or anything like that. They're like vegan, and stuff. And then it's got some weird things. It's got some Soylent Green in it, right? Like they're drinking a protein thing that's from like the dead bodies. They're like melting them down or whatever, crystallizing them, and then putting it into liquid. And they're drinking like the protein. They're not burying people, right? So it's got a little bit of that. It's got, you don't really know what their, 6 episodes in, you don't know what their end game is, right? Like there's no hint on that. There's no what's the right word? There, it doesn't show you a direct link as to where they're going.
Well, that's good because if you knew whether it happened, you wouldn't want to watch the show
Yeah.
dying.
Like there's no showing of aliens. It's just an alien virus, right? So I don't exactly know how that's all going to pan out. So kind of that like keeps me into it. But the main character, she was a drunk and she's still a drunk, and like, okay, when she gets mad at him and starts yelling and screaming like I do to people all the time, like they all go into these seizure things, and then you know, like hundreds of thousands die each time, right?
So it's a
So
post-apocalyptic alien invasion,
virus, alien
human
virus,
takeover.
yeah, hive mind kind of thing. It's not terrible. There's some people there. There's a couple people I've seen in other things, although I could not tell you where I've seen them. I don't know. I don't know where. There's a couple other people, like I said, I've seen in other things, but it's not like I could pull them and be like, hey, this is where I saw that person. You know what I mean? The only one that I can pull that is the taxi driver from Deadpool, just because I like that movie
Yeah, he's
so
in
much.
there.
He's in there. He plays, but I'm not even sure if he's still alive. I think he's dead. He was like one of the early characters, and I was like, that's the guy from Deadpool. And I think he died. I can't swear to that though.
Oh, that's too bad. He's a fun actor.
Yeah. So it's kind of, I love the post-apocalypse stuff. I love an alien invasion. I kind of like the premise, right? Like she's trying to figure out how to make this stop and stuff like that.
Since they're telling her that she can have anything she want, can't she just ask him to leave?
Well, no, but she did ask him, can it be reversed? And they wouldn't answer her, right? They're like, well, we can't really. So they've answered like all her questions and they won't lie to her. They tell her the truth all the time, right? So she asked him if it could be reversed, and they were like, we do not feel like that's a question we should be answering, right? So then of course she took it the way I would took it. It's like, okay, that means there is a way to reverse this, right? And so she's like in the process of like developing the questions to try and figure it out. She's not a scientist, right? They talk about it being like an infection to the RNA and stuff like that, and stuff. So she's kind of like working on that in her head. I don't, I'm sure the end of the show is her solving it or her freeing some people or something. But it's kind of weird. Like, some people are just taking advantage. They're like, I can do whatever I want. Like the one guy from Africa is like flying around on Air Force One and then staying in like the Westgate Hotel there in Las Vegas in the Elvis suite. And at night he plays poker against a guy with a patch on his eye, and they stay in character like he's some spot, like he's James Bond, right? And they just play along to humor him. Because they want to make them happy, because they want to get it so that he'll, they can get DNA from him. They need stem cells, and they want his. Well, we want your. You need to give us permission, and he's just like, no. So he's living like his best life, right? Like, I don't know if he cares that people don't like him for him, as long as he can live his best life, which is kind of cool to
So
watch. Like, then you have to think, well, how would I handle
based
that?
on what you just said, that means that if they get the stem cells, they can customize the
Yeah, they
virus
can
for him.
customize the virus. Well, they think they can. Right? The hive mind thinks it can, but they need them to see, right? Because they don't know why these people are immune. You know, so I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting enough that I'm kind of interested to see where it goes. I'm not saying I think this is like the bee's knees. It's definitely not a Resident Alien or Doom Patrol or what we do in the shadows. Right now, it's not a murder bot. It's not a.
It's like Frankenstein. It's good enough to watch, but it's not
Yeah,
anything
and
special.
maybe if we weren't in such a sci-fi desert, I might not be watching this. But I just, when I was w searching for like streaming sci-fi stuff, this came up, and I had a somebody with a Apple password lend me their password so I could watch, because I don't have Apple. I don't know. I mean, kind of primarily happens in Albuquerque, which is just weird. It's a weird amount of shows happen in Albuquerque.
Well, yeah, that was even a TV show about post-apocalyptic Last Man on Earth was the name of the show about 5 or 6 years ago,
Yeah, I remember it.
was
It was
in
Albuquerque too,
Albuquerque.
wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. That's just kind of weird that Albuquerque makes it all the time. Must be
Don't know
something
why
in
they
the
do
water
that.
there. And then the
Well,
only other. Oh, go ahead.
the next show that we kind of follow comes out is next week, with Fallout season 2 comes out on the 17th, so it'll be after the next week's show, but so you'll get to hear us talk about it in 2 weeks.
Yeah. The other thing I saw while I was searching for all that, because now I'm getting like some upcoming stuff on my YouTubes, you know, like the clips and stuff. There's going to be a show, and now I don't remember where it is going to be, so I should probably look up that while I'm telling you about it, called The Rise of Merlin. And from what I understand, it's going to be a 6 or 7 part miniseries. You know, Merlin the Magician.
Yeah,
From
so it's the Merlin
It's
that
going to
we're
be
comp
on the Daily Wire, so I have no idea how to watch anything on that. Called the
No.
Daily Wire Price. It's going to
So, but
be.
this is like Merlin from Excalibur and King Arthur, not some other
I
Merlin.
believe so. That's what it looked like. It's the Pendragon Cycle, The Rise of Merlin, right? So it's during Roman Britain's turmoil, like the post-Roman turmoil in Britain. So yeah, it'd be like the King Arthur times. Like,
Oh,
you
so it's
remember that?
Merlin before Arthur.
Yeah, remember that movie like Arthur a long time ago with crap, the guy who was kind of a
Dudley
masochist.
Moore?
No, not the drunk.
Gotta give me credit for that pull.
That was a long pull. Damn it, I can't think of the guy's name. Gerard Butler, is that who it is?
He played Merlin? I don't recall that.
Oh, it's called King Arthur or something.
Oh, well, that was like a youngish Arthur, right after he pulled it out of the stone or
Yeah,
something.
I think that's the same. Clive Owen, that's who it is. Clive Owen had Clive Owen in it and Keira Knightley. I don't know if you ever saw that. It was
Nah, I don't think
2004.
I may have.
Yeah, it was a
It's
long time
tough.
ago.
For me,
Where
it's
they were
tough
like
for
Roman
watch
knights,
those.
and he was Artorias. They were
Oh,
Roman
I do
knights,
recall that now.
right?
Yes.
So, reading the synopsis of this show, it looks like it's that same era, but I don't think it's going to be the Roman knights swing on it. I think it's going to be, right? Because if you remember, Merlin was in that. right? I think it's that error. I don't want to say it's related storyline in any way, shape, or form. But it's
Yeah,
going to
but
be on the Daily Wire, and I have no idea how to watch the Daily Wire Plus,
I
right?
know what the Daily Wire is, but I
I
didn't
didn't
know
know
they
they
had
had
their own
streaming.
streaming. I didn't know they had a streaming slash production company. That's interesting. That's new. That's, you know, I'm looking at the trailer. I'm not listening to it now while you since you
Yeah.
brought it up, and I see several actors that I recognize.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I definitely,
This is not a low production
no,
thing.
it looks high production, and there's going to be, I don't remember how many episodes, like six or seven, right? But the cast is, yeah, there's some people there who I don't rem I can't tell you what their names are, but when I see them, I'm like, yeah, no, I've seen that guy in something. I've seen that girl in something. So,
Yeah, this is definitely before Arthur because I'm scrolling down through the list of actors and the characters they played. So, because I see Uther, which is
it's going to be
Arthur's
Arthur, yeah,
father.
right. Right, but I'm just saying it's that time, it's that like right after the Romans left your England kind of thing, or got beat out of England, right? Pushed
Well,
back.
they kind of is con combination of barbarians
Combination, right?
and the fact
So
that.
I was just kind of setting like the time frame on it
Yeah. All right. So
more than
yeah.
that.
So it's pre-author, pre-Arthonian. Yeah. But for me, all these type shows, I compare them to Excalibur. For me, that's been the best. Merlin and Arthur and you know, the
Yeah, there
Excalibur
was a
and.
show, Merlin, a couple weeks, a month ago, I guess, or a while ago, that wasn't really that good. Yeah, here it says showcases the retelling of the Arthurian legend set in Roman-occupied Britain, where barbarian, oh no, I'm, yeah, where barbarians,
They're
invaders
pushing out the
threatened
Romans, yeah.
to lay claim to the island. I don't know. We'll see. The
And is this
trailer
on
I.
app? So we don't have no idea how to watch this yet, other
Not
than
yet.
getting another
I'll figure it out.
subscription. Yeah, we
Maybe.
got to buy another subscription.
Is that what it is?
Probably if you said Daily Mail, I mean
Daily Wire.
Daily
Daily
Wire.
Wire.
You know, they are their own thing. I mean, they started off as a news agency, and they've expanded into a lot of other stuff. Yeah, this is some high end production. This was not cheap for them to put together.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't. I've gone to their thing here, their website, because I know very little about the Daily Wire. I will just tell you that right now. But it looks like everything else is mainly like talk shows and like
News
religious
type
content.
stuff, yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be paying for yet another subscription.
No, I won't either.
This looks good, and it's probably something I would like, but we got too many of these. You cable
Yeah.
cutters out there did us dirty.
Darnest, dirty. If you're a cable cutter, I hate you. As you did do us dirty. Anyways, I saw that and it was like, hey, that's something new. I kind of like the story. King Arthur and Merlin and stuff like that. But I don't know how to. I don't see anything where it says subscribe. I'm sure there is, right? Anyway, whoop.
$12.95
There you
a
go.
month. They do have a
Probably.
lifetime option, though.
If it's $18, I'll do it. Anyways, this has been the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com, Spotify, and all those other great places.